Welcome to Identitalks, the podcast where we decode the future of digital identity and security. I was looking at a recent Gartner report. It said that 70% of security breaches are now tied to identity. 70%! That's a staggering number. It means the biggest threat to a company isn't just a hacker in a dark room. It's often a mismanaged identity right inside the firewall. And to help us navigate this, we have the product manager for UIM at iSprint Innovations. That 70% statistic, does that surprise you?
Thanks for having me. And no, it doesn't surprise me at all. In fact, it matches exactly what we're seeing. It's not about building higher walls anymore. It's about ensuring that every single key, every identity, is given to the right person and taken back at the right time.
Let's paint a picture of this new battlefield. Employees are everywhere, accessing data from a dozen different apps and locations. Where are the cracks appearing? What is the specific identity-related issues causing those breaches?
The big three are orphaned accounts, excessive permissions, and slow offboarding. Imagine an employee moves from marketing to finance. They get new access to financial systems, but their old marketing permissions are never revoked. That's access creep. Or someone leaves the company, but their account stays active for weeks. That's a dormant account, a wide open back door. These aren't theoretical. They're the most common entry points we see.
So it's less about a sophisticated cyber attack and more about poor housekeeping?
Exactly. And in a digital world, poor identity housekeeping is the ultimate security risk.
Okay, so we know the problem. Let's talk about the cure. If an organization is feeling this pain, what's the first piece of advice you give them? Where do they start?
I always tell them, focus on getting this right, and you've solved 80% of the problem. First, automate everything, especially the joiner, mover, leaver process. No human should be manually ticking boxes in Active Directory. Second, clean house regularly. Mandate quarterly access certifications. It forces managers to ask, does Bob really need this? Third, standardize access. Use role-based access control. Stop granting permissions one by one. And finally, connect to everything. Your IGA system must speak to every app, old and new, in your ecosystem.
Let's pause on that last one. Connect to everything. We all have that one legacy system from 1998 that's critical but has no modern API. How do you even begin to govern that?
That's the billion-dollar question, and it's a perfect segue into what makes UIM different. We have an answer for that, which we can get to in a moment.
All right, let's talk about UIM. Its core is this access matrix technology that's been around for 25 years, trusted by banks. Why does that heritage matter for a company today that isn't a bank?
It matters because banks have a zero-tolerance policy for failure. When we say bank-grade, we mean it's been stress-tested in the most mission-critical environments imaginable. That core is our rock-solid foundation. We've built UIM on top of it to be not just secure, but also incredibly agile. It automatically manages the entire identity lifecycle, pulling data from your HR system like Workday, and provisioning access across cloud and on-prem systems.
So, from the moment HR clicks hire, UIM is already working in the background?
Precisely. Before their first day, their accounts are ready. And when they leave, those accounts are disabled in near real time. It closes the security gap completely.
Let's make this tangible. Give me a before and after story.
Gladly. We worked with a global financial firm whose onboarding process was a three-day paper-based marathon. IT, security, and line managers were all drowning in forms. After implementing UIM, they automated it. Now, a new hire in London gets fully provisioned. Access to ADE, M365, Salesforce, you name it, in under an hour. 1 hour versus 3 days. The CISO told us it wasn't just a security win. It was a massive productivity win.
From 3 days to 1 hour. That's a story that gets the attention of every CEO and CFO, not just the CISO. Are you seeing that kind of impact elsewhere?
Absolutely. Take a public sector agency that used to face a 3-month, all hands on deck panic for their ISO 27001 audit. Their team would manually hunt for dormant accounts. With UIM, they simply run a report. What was a three-month frantic effort is now about 2 weeks of calm, confident review.
So it transforms not just efficiency, but the entire stress level around compliance.
Exactly. And we see it in operational efficiency, too. One manufacturing conglomerate was drowning in access-related help desk tickets. By unifying governance with UIM, they cut those tickets by 60%, freeing their IT team from being access gatekeepers to focus on actual innovation.
Fascinating. So UIM is delivering these tangible wins today. But where is this all heading? How do you make it even smarter?
We're moving from manual governance to intelligent governance. First, AI-powered role mining. Instead of us guessing what roles to create, UIM will analyze access patterns and say, 80% of your marketing team has this exact set of permissions. Here's the optimal role for them. It eliminates guesswork and drastically reduces risk.
That's powerful. It's like having a consultant analyzing your entire access structure.
Exactly. And second, for those legacy systems we talked about, we're building an RPA-based connector. If a system doesn't have an API, UIM will use a robotic process to log in and manage accounts automatically, bringing even the most stubborn legacy app into the governance fold.
For a team listening to this feeling overwhelmed, what's the first step? Where do they start?
There are three key things. First, pick your quick wins. Start with HR, Active Directory, and M365. Show value fast. Second, form a coalition. Get HR, compliance, and IT in a room together on day one. This isn't just an IT project. Finally, don't reinvent the wheel. Use our out-of-the-box templates. We've baked the best practices we discussed right into the product.
This has been incredibly insightful. You've shown us that modern security is fundamentally about managing human and machine identities with precision and intelligence. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to Identitalks. If you're ready to move from fearing that 70% statistic to actively defending against it, you can learn more about Universal Identity Manager at isprint.com. Until next time, stay safe, stay compliant, and stay resilient.